for us in the UK, the opportunity is really clear. That Obama creature said, you know, I mean, a loathsome individual who couldn't stand our country, and said, we'd be at the back of the queue, didn't he? I mean, yeah. Americans, of course, don't use the word queue, they use the word line, so it was all a complete, you know, Dave and George blooming stitch up. But what was interesting was that Trump said, we'd be at the front of the queue. And just, listeners, bear this in mind. However imperfect Donald Trump may be, and my goodness me, he is, his mother was Scottish, he owns Turnberry, he spent a lot of time in our country, he loves our country, what we stand for, and our culture. And this is a big opportunity for all British business, because we can now do, once we've left that awful EU thing, we can now do our first trade deal with the United States of America. Isn't now, that great?
I'm told that you're heading off to the US now. For a party.
Yes,
for a
pub. I'll be there
tomorrow. Right. So can you get...
Yes, I'll be there. Yeah.
Now, you will be meeting Donald Trump. He's his mate. He's his mate.
Well, hopefully, yes.
Yeah, well, yeah. And you'll be encouraging him to come over to Britain to do some deals for us over here.
I will be encouraging him to make the United Kingdom his number one global priority. Because after all, you know, we are cousins, really, aren't we?
Yeah.
I mean, quarrelsome at times.
Yeah.
You know, we fought together in two world wars. We've done a lot of good for the world. And I want him to make us his priorities. I'm now going to become, James, a diplomat. I'm going to go and talk. I got to say, you know, come and schmooze Theresa. Don't touch her, for goodness sake.
Well, listen, if he does, only in an affectionate way.
Yeah. Like pushed it to the Queen.
Yes.
Well, if it comes to it, I could be there as a responsible adult, couldn't I? Make sure everything's okay.
Now, is there a...